That track right there, Molly and the Chromatics with Blue Book on RDU Breakfast. And speaking of books, time to chat with Maria from Scorpio Books. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
So good. Even better hearing your voice, as I love to say, it is true. It is true. How are you this fine Tuesday?
Oh, I am very well, thank you. I'm hoping for a bit more sunshine, but other than that, I'm feeling great.
Oh, we keep on trucking. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I imagine it is just go, go, go at Scorpio Books right now as everyone tries to nab their chosen books before the 25th of December. So, yeah, what's the go at Scorpio before we get into the review?
Oh, yeah, it is go, go, go. We're getting boxes and boxes of new items, so it's looking quite lovely, actually.
Oh.
Lush and filled, and yeah, it's been really good, and yeah, we're just hoping we'll be able to get something for everyone over Christmas so that everybody can have their particular chosen gift or book for themselves.
Yes.
Which is my kind of favourite.
They'll be flying off the shelves, I can imagine. Gosh. What book do you suggest people get? What is the book you want to review today?
Well, I'm going for something different. You know, as you say, it is Christmas. Ooh. And one of my, well, actually, I think he is the favourite food writer of mine, Nigel Slater. Has a new, well, it's kind of a cookbook slash memoir slash diary called A Cook's Book, funnily enough. And it's just being published. I think we only received it about 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
So it's brand new, and I love Nigel Slater. He is quite well known for writing sort of simple, straightforward recipes, and his writing is beautiful. He says, "I am a writer who cooks. It is as simple as that."
Hmm.
Not as simple as that, because he's such a warm writer. And he has this kind of ability to link all his food to kind of memories, places that he's been to, people that he, you know, he was surrounded by, and things like that. And he just does it in such a beautiful way. So this book is basically kind of a part diary, and I think what happened, you know, when everybody was locked down in COVID, I think we all went through a bit of a, how has my life been, won't be, what can I change, and just kind of going through things. And I think this book is sort of a result of his sort of musings and recollections of his life and the recipes that have come out of that.
Oh, that's so, my heart is so warm even hearing all of this, because food brings people together so beautifully. Yes.
So yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a straightforward book with recipes and picture for every recipe, this may not be the perfect book. But if you're looking for something that just, I don't know, warms your heart, but also has recipes that are straightforward, comforting, and I don't know, for every occasion, this is it. Now, these recipes, although they're straightforward and fairly simple, they're not careless. You know, he has this ability to strip the recipe to its kind of all the ingredients that matter, and everything else just falls by the wayside. So, and they all work.
Oh,
there are some recipes that he's had from previous books that he sort of tweaked a little bit, but yeah, they all work. I've never had a Nigel Slater recipe that's kind of gone askew.
Wow, that's a compliment.
I've done the, yeah, unless I've done the skewering by burning it, which has happened. But yeah, so, and it's divided into lots of different parts. So he's got dinners. He's got an amazing section on how to roast a chicken, how to make perfect potatoes and the perfect salads to go with them. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a stunning book, and I love picking it up in the evenings and just reading it chapter or so before I
that is so nice
move off. And I think a lot of people will love it. You can read it just for the writing, or you can read it and get the recipes out of it. Both work for me.
So this is interesting, because it's a cookbook, but it's more than that. The name is very apt in it being a cook's book. I've never heard of anything like it, truly.
Yeah, no, it's just, I mean, I think that's Nigel Slater, because all his cookbooks have like a little note to it where he kind of puts the time and place to it. And this is just sort of slightly more than that. Now, the writing, you know, he doesn't write pages and pages and then you kind of find one recipe. It's really well divided so that you still get hungry while you're reading it. So, yeah, that's the book that I think is just a perfect book to end a year with.
Yes. Me. Oh, my heart is so warm. I've said that already, but truly, I imagine that Christmas dinners will be filled with Nigel Slater recipes this year.
I hope so, because everybody will be happy.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Maria, for coming on to the show, not only today, but all year, truly, because this is our last one. I'm bittersweet indeed. So what are your plans for the rest of, well, December, I guess, because it's the last day of November today?
Yes. Well, you know, December is usually Christmas and Christmas. So that's what we're kind of, what we'll be doing. And then we'll just have a kind of small Christmas with the nearest family this year. Nothing too big, nothing too large. Hopefully a picnic somewhere. Aww. What about you?
Yeah, the same, I think. Definitely around food. You've got me hungry by talking about a cook's book, Nigel Slater, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. So read it with a full stomach, is all I can say.
That's a good call. Before we part ways, of course, there is a Scorpio Books sponsorship voucher sort of thing. So what question should people answer on 021RDU985 if they want to get their hands on that?
Let me see. So who is my favourite food writer?
There you go. Yes, answer that, text in, and you'll be in the draw. Thank you so much again, Maria. It's always a pleasure.
Mine too. You take care.
Yes, yes. Catch you.
Bye.